Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Atlas of Vanishing Places. The Lost Worlds as They Were and as They Are Today by Travis Elbereau is an illustrated work of travel, history, geography, and cultural memory. Rather than presenting an atlas of fixed national borders or physical features, it examines places that have disappeared from maps, changed beyond recognition, or survive only as fragments, ruins, archaeological sites, or threatened environments. The book forms part of Elbereau's broader Atlas series and is organized around themes such as ancient cities, forgotten lands, shrinking places, and threatened worlds. Its purpose is both explanatory and reflective. It shows how civilizations, settlements, rivers, islands, and landscapes can vanish through conquest, abandonment, climate pressure, geological change, political decisions, or modern development. Combining concise historical essays with maps and color photography, the book invites readers to compare past and present versions of place. It is designed for general readers who want accessible geographic history rather than a specialist archaeological or environmental study. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, vanishing as a cartographic and cultural process, a central idea in Atlas of Vanishing Places, is that disappearance is not always the same as physical destruction. A place can vanish from common awareness even when ruins, traces, altered names, or surviving communities remain. Elbereau treats maps as records of power, memory, and attention, not merely neutral technical documents. When a city, river, forest, or island no longer appears in the same way on modern atlases, the change often reflects a deeper transformation in settlement patterns, political priorities, environmental conditions, or cultural value. This approach broadens the meaning of loss. Vanishing may occur when a city is abandoned, when a coastline shifts, when a water body contracts, or when a place becomes absorbed into a larger modern landscape. The book, therefore, asks readers to think about geography as unstable and historically layered. It also shows why maps can mislead if treated as final statements of reality. What is absent from a map may still have archaeological, ecological, or symbolic importance. By focusing on places as they were and as they are today, the book makes disappearance a comparative act. Readers are encouraged to look at present landscapes as accumulations of earlier worlds rather than as self-contained spaces. Secondly, ancient cities as evidence of rise, abandonment, and rediscovery. One of the book's most accessible strands is its treatment of ancient urban sites such as Palenque, Petra, Mohenjo-Daro, Leptis Magna, Xanadu, and other cities whose former scale now survives mainly through ruins and archaeological interpretation. These examples show that cities can be historically central and later become marginal, remote, or barely legible. Elbereau uses such places to connect political power, trade, religion, engineering, and environment to the eventual fading of urban centers. The interest is not only in why these cities declined, but also in how they were rediscovered, excavated, described, and folded back into modern historical knowledge. This perspective avoids presenting ruins simply as picturesque remains. They become evidence of complex societies whose achievements were interrupted by invasion, economic change, environmental stress, shifting trade routes, or gradual abandonment. The book also demonstrates the limits of what ruins can tell us. Archaeological sites preserve streets, monuments, foundations, and inscriptions, but they rarely restore the full social life of the people who inhabited them by pairing concise narratives with maps and images. The book gives general readers enough context to understand why such places matter without turning each case into a specialized archaeological report. Thirdly, shrinking waters and altered landscapes as visible environmental change. The sections concerned with shrinking places and threatened worlds move the book beyond archaeology into environmental history. Rivers, seas, glaciers, and wetlands can vanish or change shape because of climate patterns, engineering schemes, irrigation, urban expansion, and resource extraction. These examples matter because they make environmental change spatially visible. A city ruin can suggest a past civilization, but a shrinking water body or retreating glacier reveals an ongoing process that affects living communities, ecosystems, and future maps. Elbereau's treatment emphasizes that landscapes are not passive backgrounds for human activity. They respond to pressure, and when they change, social and political consequences follow. Transport routes, agriculture, tourism, biodiversity, and local identity can all be reshaped by altered geography. The book is careful in its general orientation. It does not function as a scientific climate textbook, but it does use disappearing landscapes to make environmental fragility more concrete. Readers encounter change not as an abstract statistic, but as a matter of name places with before and after conditions. This makes the Atlas especially effective for understanding why environmental loss often becomes emotionally powerful only when it is attached to recognizable locations. Fourthly, human decisions behind submerged towns, erased settlements, and forgotten lands. Not all vanishing in the book is caused by slow natural change or ancient decline. Some places disappear because institutions decide that another use of land or water has greater value. Submerged settlements, relocated towns, altered coastlines, and abandoned zones show how infrastructure, war, dam building, colonization, industrial projects, and political reorganization can remove places from everyday life. The example of Old Adaminaby, known as a town affected by reservoir development and later associated with re-emerging remains during low water, illustrates the strange afterlife of such places' disappearance may be engineered, but memory can persist through ruins, photographs, local accounts, and occasional physical reappearance. This dimension gives the book a social and ethical edge. The question is not only what was lost, but who made the decision, who benefited, and who had to live with the consequences. Elborough's concise format cannot examine every conflict in depth, yet it usefully reminds readers that maps often normalize major disruptions after the fact. Once a reservoir, border, or new development appears on a map, the settlement beneath it can seem historically inevitable. The book resists at simplification by restoring attention to displaced or overwritten places. Lastly, maps and photographs as tools for comparing past and present, the book's identity depends heavily on its visual method. Maps, photographs, and short essays work together to make disappearance legible. A written description can explain that a city is ruined or a landscape is shrinking, but a map situates the place in relation to surrounding terrain, and a photograph shows the visible remainder or current condition. This combination helps readers who may not have prior knowledge of archaeology, historical geography, or environmental change. It also creates a productive tension between precision and imagination. Maps imply order and measurement, while vanished places often involve uncertainty, partial evidence, and changing interpretation. The visual format, therefore, supports the book's main argument. The world shown in atlases is always temporary. At the same time, the format has limits. Because the book covers many global examples in a compact illustrated volume, individual entries are necessarily brief, and detailed site plans may be more useful to travelers or specialists than to casual readers. Its strength lies less in exhaustive analysis than in synthesis. By presenting many cases side by side, the book builds a pattern of impermanence that a single case study could not convey as efficiently. In conclusion, Atlas of Vanishing Places is best suited to readers who enjoy the intersection of travel writing, historical geography, archaeology, and environmental change. It will appeal to armchair travelers, map enthusiasts, museum-minded readers, and anyone interested in how familiar categories such as city, island, river, border, or ruin can become unstable over time. The practical benefit is not a travel itinerary, although some entries may encourage further exploration, but a sharper way of reading landscapes. The book trains readers to ask what preceded the present view, what has been submerged or erased, and what current places may be vulnerable to future disappearance. Its intellectual value lies in connecting many kinds of loss that are often treated separately: ancient urban collapse, modern infrastructure displacement, ecological shrinkage, and cultural forgetting. Compared with conventional atlases, it is more narrative and reflective. Compared with academic archaeology or climate studies, it is more accessible and visually immediate. What makes it stand out in its category is the combination of concise global case studies, cartographic presentation, and present-day imagery. The result is an illustrated survey that treats maps not as fixed authorities, but as changing documents of memory, damage, survival, and transformation. If you would like to support Travis Elborough, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.